The American Broadcasting Company presents Esquire Magazine's All-American Jazz Concert for 1946. From the Duke Ellington Band,
Johnny Hodges on alto sax, Billy Strayhorn as pianist arranger, Jimmy Hamilton on his clarinet, and as prize-winning arranger and pianist, the Duke of Ellington!
Featuring the King Cole Trio,
Oscar Rohr and his star-studded guitar, as prize-winning vocalist and pianist, King Cole!
Featuring a soloist on the Woody Herman Band,
Red Norvo on vibraharp, Pepe Jackson on bass, Bill Harris on trombone, Pete Candoli on trumpet, Francis Wayne as vocalist, Ralph Burns as arranger pianist, and the new star band leader of the year, Woody Herman!
And featuring as our master of ceremonies for this 1946 All-American Jazz Concert,
from Broadway and Hollywood, star of the forthcoming international picture Tomorrow Is Forever,
foremost among the many students of American jazz, Orson Welles.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight is the night of the year in the world for American jazz, the night when a jury of famous jazz masters announced their selections in Esquire Magazine's annual All-American Jazz Awards, the night for picking the top instrumentalists and the best bands in the land. Tonight's the night when you listen to the music with an echo that will be heard again and again in the music of tomorrow and the day after tomorrow. Music that will bounce off the backdrops of Kelly's Stable and Carnegie Hall. Music for a ballroom in Boston and a jukebox in St. Joe. Music that lies down and cries with a nation's tears and beats with a people's heart. In Europe, the critics and the savants say that our jazz is America's greatest single contribution in the field of art. But art may sound like something to be admired at a distance, viewed with awe and breathless respect, perhaps never to be understood. But that isn't the way we look at our jazz. We like it and we live at it. We teach it to jump through hoops and we make it sit up and say, Papa. And if we feel like it, we beat it black and blue. We like a trumpet blast that sounds like all New Orleans, New York, Kansas City, and Chicago. A touch of Harlem and the Juilliard and a dash of Delta Mudd. The brass, the reed, the rhythm all settle down close and cozy as they tear up the music and throw it away, playing a high note and a low note, a sweet note and a blue note, making those long-gone first American jazz men sit up in their graves and say, that's my boy. But I'll be frank with you, that doesn't describe the music tonight. Nothing can. Nothing short of the music itself. And what's a better way to start our concert than by presenting a composer, arranger, pianist who's been a leader in American music for 20 years, who's been listened to and much admired by Stravinsky and Shostakovich, by Granger and Tchaikovsky, playing with his own great orchestra, his own swell version of A Subway Trip to Harlem. Here is Edward Kennedy, the Duke of Ellington, in Billy Strayhorn's Take the A-Train.
Thank you.
Nobody has ever accused Woody Herman of perpetrating the sweep or the slushy, heaven forfend. And he has never, never tried. It is, I think, a tribute to the inherent good taste of Mr. Igor Stravinsky that he agreed with the American people on this matter of Woody Herman and the Herman Herd. What did Stravinsky do? He sat right down and wrote a special composition, which the Herd is soon to present in its premiere at Carnegie Hall. As for the American people, they have chosen Woody Herman as the outstanding new band of the year. Such unanimity must be deserved. And here, by way of proof, Caledonia.
Baby, good to keep lonely, like there's nothing to eat. But she's my baby lover just the same. She's crazy about that woman called Caledonia's her name. Caledonia, Caledonia, what makes you begin to go hard? Love you just the same. She's crazy about that woman called Caledonia's her name. Caledonia, Caledonia, what makes you begin to go hard?
Look so sweet tonight, Caledonia. Tell me everything. Tell me more. Tell me all, Caledonia. Look grand tonight. Caledonia, Caledonia. What makes your big head so
my dear children, the clarinet as a musical instrument is better than 250 years old, or just an even century and a half older than the United States as a nation. Rameau wrote for clarinet in 1751. Haydn tried it out and didn't care too much for it. And then a kid named Mozart came along and introduced it to the orchestra back in 1770. Then for just about a century, the clarinet changed almost not at all. Then came jazz. The early American jazz musicians were, of course, ignorant dumbheads who only knew how to play some of the greatest music ever heard. They didn't know the ironbound rules about the way you're supposed to play a clarinet. They didn't know, for instance, that you can't play a glissando on a clarinet, so they played glissandos all over the place and patty by the door. They played subtones and semitones. They tampered with the tonic scale, and they ripped the shalimo register right up the back. Now, we've got a man here tonight who can do all of that and maybe just a little bit more. He's clarinetist Jimmy Hamilton of the Duke Ellington Band, and Esquire's jury of jazz experts say he's the new star clarinetist of 1946. Jimmy Hamilton. He hits it hard and holds it high in Honeysuckle Road. Next time your son says to you, "Pop, what is chamber music?" do not flub and fluster around and give the little fellow an evasive answer. Chamber music began a long time ago. It's worked written for small groups for the very simple reason that back in those dead days, there were no halls big enough to hold a big band. But the idea was good and it held on, and chamber music is still the best method of showing off the virtuosity of individual musicians, whether their hair be long or short. Well, no member of the King Cole Trio has ever yet tripped up anybody with his long tresses. The King Cole Trio has caused music lovers of infinite variety to sit quietly by and listen attentively to, and to pause and to ponder at the wonderful sounds three men can make together with a piano, a guitar, and a bass fiddle. In the 1946 All-American Jazz Ballad, Oscar Moore won the Gold Award as guitarist. You're going to hear him now with Johnny Miller on bass and King Cole on the piano, and you'll hear more about King later on. For now, the King Cole Trio in After You've Gone. Thank you. Become pretty classically accepted as a rather rigid form, usually a 12-bar pattern, with notes that start out brave but somehow slide off and weep for mercy. But the blues quality in music is perhaps best illustrated in song. The quality, mind you, not the form. Among all of this nation's girl singers, among all the many, many fine ones, Esquire magazine picked out Frances Wayne as the winner of the New Star Award. Frances Wayne, the Boston girl who sings with Woody Herman's band, and who makes top-notch musicians sit up and ask each other how she does it. Listen now for a blues quality as Miss Wayne sings us a song which isn't a blues at all, or at least isn't supposed to be. Never could have been without the blues to begin with, of course, and it couldn't be without Frances Wayne now. Listen, please, to a thing called Happiness is a Thing Called Joe.
Oh, that's all I need to know.
If you were to try to write a history of American jazz trumpet players, you could do worse than begin with a line that goes like this. To start it all off, there were Buddy Bolden and King Oliver and Louis and Bix. Of course, Louis is still going, and I may say going strong, but there were many trumpet players before Bolden and Oliver and Beiderbecke and Armstrong. There'll be many and greater to come after. That's the promise of American jazz, that it's always fresh. It's always changing. One of the greatest changes since the days of Beiderbecke is the vast increase in the average musician's knowledge of pure music, knowledge which hasn't really detracted from feeling. Many a hot man of today once hung his hat on the hall tree of the Juilliard, and the day is already on the way when a Sibelius will find himself in the same pew as a Slam Stewart. I guess the jazz experts of the 1946 All-American Jazz Poll had something like this in mind when they selected as new star trumpet the Woody Herman hot man, Pete Candoli. And it will be Candoli on the trumpet tearing off the climax of the new Herman head arrangement, Blowing Up a Storm. Thank you.
Broadcasting Company is bringing you the Esquire Magazine 1946 All-American Jazz Concert, featuring individual award winners as soloists and the best band of the year, Duke Ellington and his orchestra, the King Cole Trio, and the Woody Herman Band. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company. It's the American Broadcasting Company presenting Esquire Magazine's 1946 All-American Jazz Concert.
And here with us again, our master of ceremonies, the distinguished star of Broadway and Hollywood, actor, writer, producer, and outstanding jazz enthusiast, Orson Welles.
However in the world you go about picking a best all-American band of the year, however can you say that one guitarist is better than another, that in all these United States, one girl rates as the finest singer of the year? The jazz experts who make up the Esquire jury realize that their choices do not always coincide with your own or, for instance, mine. You might like a valve trombone, while as a matter of honest fact, I take mine strictly tailgate, or vice versa. But these instrumentalists and these orchestras are picked because other fine musicians have done a lot of listening, and these fine musicians are prepared to say, this vocalist or this instrumentalist has done more for our own American music, for American jazz, if you like, than any other. Such a man is Duke Ellington and his band. It comes under the line with that definition, and here's a number with his band, featuring Taft Jordan and Lawrence Brown, Jimmy Hamilton and Harry Carney, and it's called Jam-a-Diddy.
Thank you.
the long, long ago of legend, there lived in the South a fabulous colored man who did just about everything, and who did everything just a little bit better than anybody else. He was a giant in the earth, a man of many names. Sometimes he was called Easy Rider. Sometimes he was called Sweet Man. But he was best as a musician and singer. And in music, as elsewhere, he took it slow and easy. Just a little bit offbeat, as only a great natural musician dares to be. And though we'll never meet that man of fable, sometimes we can still hear his music, even today, if we listen hard and if we're lucky. One man who can play it is the Duke Johnny Hodges. A man considered so great by his fellow musicians that he's won an award for alto saxophone for the third solid year in a row. A great natural musician, yes, but a man who knows all the technique and musical polish and stuff that they put in the book and still won't let it stand this way. Here he is then, a virtuoso named Johnny Hodges, an instrument named the alto saxophone, a Silver Award arranger named Billy Strayhorn, and a Duke Ellington composition named Esquire Swank.
Thank you.
sense of humor is almost a trademark with the music makers of the Woody Herman Band. If you know how to listen for it, there's an instrumental bop in every head arrangement of the Herman Herd. We have three of those gentries with us now on our concert stage. One is Red Norvo, winner of the Gold Award for Miscellaneous Instruments. Maestro Norvo's electric vibraphone, in this case, being far from miscellaneous. And there's Ralph Burns, the pint-sized pianist, who won this year's New Star Award for Arrangers. And the third is Chubby Jackson, the far from pint-sized genius, who plays a five-string bass and who swept the field with a Gold Award for the king-sized violin. Woody Herman backs them up now as the three of them get together, Norvo, Burns, and Jackson, and the work to be heard is an original called Jackson Fiddles While Ralph Burns. Cole is a double winner in the year's All-American Jazz Poll as pianist and as male singer, and it's principally in this latter category that we present him now. King Cole with Oscar Moore and Johnny Miller in Sweet Lorraine.
I just found joy. I'm as happy as a baby boy, you know. With another brand new choo-choo. When I met my sweet Lorraine, Lorraine, Lorraine. A pair of eyes that are brighter than the summer sky. When you see them, you realize why I love my sweet Lorraine. Now when it's raining, I don't miss the sun. Because it's in my baby smile. And to think that I'm the lucky one that will lead her down the aisle. Each night I pray that no one will steal her heart away. I
can't wait until that lucky day when I marry sweet Lorraine.
Styles of playing the flip horn. It's been said that our next guest plays trombone like a big, rugged wrestler who writes poetry on the side. That's Bill Harris, 1946 All-American Jazz Four winner, the top gold award as trombonist of the year. And it's still Bill Harris switching now to valve trombone and the Woody Herman Band in Mean to Me. Boston, back in 39, a young girl looked over the top edge of her teens and listened wistfully to an old Duke Ellington record, the one with Ivy Anderson moaning in a medium bounce, "I'm checking out Goombay." And this young lady was Frances Wayne, today a Woody Herman star, who now walks across our concert stage and takes the place for tonight only in front of the Duke Ellington band itself. But what do you think? I'm checking out. Goodbye.
I thought I'd call you, I hope you ain't sick, 'cause I'm checking out, goodbye. Nice to have known you, you were my baby, 'cause I'm checking out, goodbye. You played an old trick, you found a new chick, but I was too clear. I'm in the know, you've got to go, the papers all the way. Too bad I blink, miss like this. Checking out, goodbye. But I was too slick. I'm in the know, you've got to go. The cake is all dough. It's too bad I blink, had to miss out like this, 'cause I'm checking out, goodbye.
My pleasure now to introduce the man who, working with the editors of Esquire, is responsible for the annual All-American Jazz Celebrations and for these annual concerts, which have come to stand out as the yearly highlight of the jazz world. Here is Esquire magazine's jazz expert, a musician and composer in his own right, Leonard Feather.
Thank you, Mr. Wells, and good evening, everyone. Well, it seems that when you reach the height of success in the jazz world, you are twice blessed, because our three leaders in tonight's concert each earned themselves two awards in this year's voting. Woody Herman, I'm happy to tell you that your band was given the Silver Award by our board of experts and was also voted the Band of the Year by a jury of famous musicians. So, Woody, here's your ESSI statuette, and with it go our best wishes for the continued success of your wonderful band. Nat Toll, you've really proved yourself a king. There's an ESSI here for you as our Gold Award pianist, and another one representing your Silver Award as male vocalist. Nat Toll. Now again this year, it's my pleasure to present two gold ESSIs to a great musician, America's number one arranger and leader of the Gold Award band, Duke Ellington. Finally, I have a surprise. I have an extra award in the nature of a surprise. Because he has found time between so many other interests to give his attention to jazz and to play his part in working for the advancement of this great American art, I'd like to present a gold ESSI with a sincere gratitude of Esquire and of jazz lovers everywhere to Orson Welles.
I don't deserve it, but God bless you. Where's my place? Tonight, in this concert, you've heard the Woody Herman and Duke Ellington bands with prize-winning soloists from each. And now, as a fitting climax, we're going to throw both bands together in a Sea Jam Blues. Thank you.
Company has presented a concert by winners in Esquire's 1946 All-American Jazz Poll. Featured were Duke Ellington and his orchestra, Woody Herman and his orchestra, presented through the courtesy of Wild Goose Cream Oil, the King Cole Trio, and as master of ceremonies, the star of the forthcoming International Pictures film, Tomorrow Is Forever, Orson Welles. Program notes were written by Welburn Kelly, and the director was George Weeks. We wish to thank the publishers of Coronet Magazine for relinquishing the Coronet Front Page program in order that we could bring you this special All-American Jazz program. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.